Welcome to Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast. This podcast is a record of our actual play role-playing game using the Savage World system and the Deadlands campaign setting. Most of our scenario comes from the excellent module The Flood, produced by the Pinnacle Entertainment Group, as is the Savage World system and the Deadlands campaign setting. If you're joining us as fans from our other game of Steam, Steel, and Murder, you can expect much of the same sort of gameplay here. Instead of a rotating cast for this one, we have a stable group comprised of Nick, Sharon, Pete, Seamus, and Richard. They introduce their characters at the beginning of this first episode. Once we get 5 episodes in the bucket, a podcast feed all its own will be created and posted. Until then, we'll drop these episodes in as bonus materials for the Steam, Steel, and Murder podcast. The group has mixed experience with the Savage World system, and as the GM, it's been a few years since I ran a game, so we're all a bit rusty, and the first combat scene goes on for a bit, as we do play with the rules. We do hope you enjoy this. And everyone's got their character sheets at least semi-working. You've got chips. You've got one adventure card apiece. Did anybody take a edge that they would get more cards or more chips than normal?
Nope.
All right. Very good then. All right. So we'll go ahead and start. This will be the first recorded session of our Deadlands. I'm going to go ahead and call it Tales from the Shattered Coast, since the whole thing will happen around the California area. So.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you, Sharon. Mm-hmm. Since you've just spoken up, Sharon. Sharon is joining us, and Sharon, your character's name is?
Sarah Beauchamp.
And in brief, just tell us a little bit about Sarah.
Sarah is an ex-Confederate doctor that's looking to get away from it all and failing dismally.
All right. And what does Sarah look like?
Medium height, medium build. Medium looks, pretty average, but everyone really much likes her.
Okay. And Jameis also joining us. Who are you playing, Jameis?
I'm playing Luke Villeneuve from Canada. Sort of medium build himself with one of those flying caps with goggles and a scarf all the time. Guess you have to. Very much into the traveling side of things, the need for speed. In so much as we actually have speed in the Western.
The blistering 35 miles an hour that you can get up. Yes. Pete is also joining us. Long time gone from a lot of our games. Welcome back, Pete.
Yes.
And you're playing?
I am playing Zane Bannon. He's ex-Union soldier who is a huckster, more with a hexslinger bent on that. Quite skinny, but fairly quick. Has a bit of a haunted look about him, but also hardened.
Okay, and Richard joining us. Who are you playing, Richard?
I am playing Zhong Jian Lu, the Chinese martial artist guy. He's on the smaller side. He's black hair. He's very, very pale at the moment because he's just run away from having spent 2 years or so working and living continually in a mine underground, pretty much a slave there, where we had unfortunate experiences, as we all did.
Mm-hmm. And Nick joining us, and you're playing?
I am playing Gideon Stewart. Mr. Stewart is a tall, almost willowy man, 6'4", very thin, with a shock of blonde hair, blue eyes. And he's a quite agreeable fellow who is quick with a hand and a kind word wherever help is needed. And
All right. And you guys are all working for the Van Dorn Detective Agency. It was founded back in 1860 by Matthew Van Dorn as a basically a rebuttal to the Pinkertons. This type of work ended up becoming very popular. People needed to do things that were sometimes beyond the ability of the law to handle. Something happened in 1868, however, which in historical sense for you all was a great quake. This is when most of the shoreline of California was shattered by a great earthquake and creating a bunch of small islands in what used to be the coastline. It also unearthed a miraculous new material called ghost rock. This is the answer to plutonium. Many things are able to be powered with it. It is an enormous energy source, and the gold rush pales in comparison to the rush that came about when ghost rock is discovered. During slightly after this time as well, Mr. Matthew Van Dorn noticed that there was a subtle change to the world. There had what used to be lots of stories that were told to children to scare them or to keep them in line. A lot of these things seem to be happening more prevalent in the West. There have been more sightings of things that ought not be. The Indians, always a problem, had become much stronger as they seemed to be able to be more in touch with their spiritual powers and can cause, you know, lightning from the sky and the grounds to thunder. And so they now have become a force to be reckoned with. Sensing these changes and not really knowing what was going on, Mr. Van Dorn created a special branch within his organization dedicated to finding out and, where possible, removing said threats. All of you were recruited after having some encounter of your own, a brush with the supernatural, or perhaps something just as part of your past that have made you a person of note that is able to stand against these things. All of you are particularly, firm when encountering these things. You're less likely to break and run as the common man is. You've all recently spent several weeks together where you've gotten to train together, learn a few things that the Van Dorn Detective Agency was able to put together. You also met your contact, Isaac Bell, who is kind of your handlers. You all have drawn pay for the month, and you are set packing to California on a train. The particular train you're on is a Denver Pacific rail car. It's heading west. The Van Dorn and Isaac both feel that a lot of the confluence of the weird is happening out in this direction. And in particular, they want you to look for a man, a particular Lacey O'Malley, who is a newspaper man, a reporter, for a rag called the Tombstone Epitaph, which seems to be the only newspaper in town that likes to talk about these strange happenings. This is your like Sun, or what are some of the other rags that we have today that report, you know, Elvis still alive and aliens making trouble, right?
So we all know about the epitaph and its special nature, or?
You do. This is something that in your training that you were brought, people see this occasionally. It's not got a large circulation, and it's mostly thought of as a penny dreadful, or most, a farce, or just, you know, stories. No one really thinks it's real. But Mr. Matthew Van Dorn believes otherwise, as he has tracked down a lot of the stories that have been reported and has found more than a small grain of truth in each one. And so he very much would like to get a hold of Lacey O'Malley. The problem is, Lacey has gone missing for several months now. And while the Tombstone Epitaph continues to be published, their lead reporter hasn't had bylines in a very long time. He's gotten a lead that Lacey was last headed towards California. And he sent you all in that direction, not only to find Lacey, but to find out all you can about what has happened since the Great Quake of 68. And so you find yourself on this rail car. You've been on it for a good week at this point. It stopped a few times to get its boiler refitted and rest breaks along the way, but you spent a very cramped, loud, jostly time on a train, and you've gotten to know one another a bit more during this time. And how do you while away your time, Sarah? What does Sarah do during this week?
Well, I think Sarah's just going to read a bit, brush up on her scriptures and stuff.
All right. And Luke, how do you while away your time?
Lydia may be up the front with the driver.
Sure. Yeah. There's a driver that doesn't mind someone who appears to know his way around the boiler and is glad to when he's not experiencing any difficulties. Is let you up into the engineering car and let you look around. Doesn't let you take control. But does point out things here.
He wants to.
He does. He does. But you know, Denver Pacific has strict rules against these sort of things. Zane,
ask him my forgery ability, really, so I can forge some papers.
And Zane, how do you while away the time?
Probably reading and resting, depending on how open, talkative the others are. Trying to learn a bit, exchanging stories, trying to get a bit more of a feel for each other, since we're traveling together on this train.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be working together.
Sounds good. And what do you want your character there, Richard? How should we go? You call him Young, call him Jin. Jin? What do you prefer to be called?
No, what do listeners end up calling you as a
Yes.
John.
Probably, yeah.
All right.
If I will explain my name to the group, certainly, and try to get them to pronounce it correctly. But if they end up calling me John, then I'll just throw up my hands.
These barbaric white people just can't wrap their tongue around the proper dialect. That's
exactly. But a lot of his time will be spent sleeping or napping. Sometimes if people are asking about the odd experiences, then he will engage in wild speculation about that and talk about dragons constantly.
And
I just asked, which part of your name is your first name?
I thought it was Young John.
Or is it Lou?
Lou is the surname. It is in the West.
Did you take foreigner or no?
Did not take outsider.
Oh, okay, then yeah, you fit into society well then. Gideon, how does Gideon spend his time?
Gideon spends his time A, reading the Book of Mormon, and B, engaging in conversation with the others, trying to see what particularly happened to them, and you know, methods of defeating the evil. And then if we have a file on our Lacey, trying to see, you know, if we know California is a rather big state, if there's any details, looks, things he's particularly known for, etc.
All right. Take a chip for doing research. Unfortunately, no one's ever had the opportunity to interview Mr. O'Malley, as he likes, he's apparently a very secretive person. Lots of people apparently want him to stop his sensationalist columns. So he's a rather not well-known figure, a very mysterious figure. So there is no file of them. As a matter of fact, you are looking at a file that you're supposed to add to. They have a picture of him. That's about it. And the picture's like 10 years old.
It only has one page. Yeah. And it says name.
Okay. So it's December 1879. It's a cold winter's day. And now we're catching up to current time. A few minutes ago, all of you noticed an odd rattling. The staff of the Denver Pacific must have noticed something as well. As a conductor is coming into your car. You guys have a private car, by the way. It's outfitted by the Van Dorens, and it can be connected to any other rail association. But the conductor comes into your car, and he starts flipping some switches that you had not previously paid much attention to. And over the windows that you've been admiring the wintry landscape outside, steel shutters start to slam down, leaving just a little slit through which you can see. He also...
And what is this about?
He just has a broad smile on his face. It's nothing to concern yourself with, folks. We here at the Denver Pacific run a very safe train. We're just taking certain precautions. Ma'am, pardon me for a moment. And he motions you to step out of your booth there, Sarah.
I do so. And
thank you, ma'am. Thank you. he flips your seat. The top of it kind of flips over like a hinge, and he pulls out a very large rifle from underneath your seat. He takes a look at it a bit and pulls a few levers and seems to be checking the ammo and gives you another big smile and nod. He taps his hat to you. Thank you, folks. We got this well in hand. Don't you worry. Have some tea. And he starts heading out of your car.
Sir, we We are members of the Van Dorn agency. We are all here well-trained with weapons and know how to handle ourselves in case the situation goes wrong.
Oh, there's no situation here, folks. Don't you worry in the slightest. And as he says that, and as you're about to do your rebuttal there, there is a loud, deafening screech. It's like nothing you've heard before. Sheek. There's no doubt it's the locomotive's wheels grinding on the tracks. Someone's thrown the brakes hard.
Rice.
I tried to jump back into my chair.
All right. Those of you that are sitting down, you're basically slammed into the seats in front of you. I think Gideon, you are standing, so you go flying around a bit. The whole world seems to tumble. Everyone's get this dizzy sensation, and you get slammed about, just bodily thrown about into your car. And all right, I'd like everybody to go ahead at this point and let me have a roll. Let's see, you'll have to give me a second here. A vigor roll.
What, we shift a roll?
Yeah,
don't expect to do that in this game.
The basic target number for most things, unless there's a modifier, is a 4. So, you're looking for a 4 or better.
I go better.
All right. Well, with the exception of Luke, the tumbling of the train car as it goes careening off the track is enough to make everyone else black out. Luke, you apparently have wedged yourself deep between a couple of seats and aren't thrown around quite as violently, so you remain conscious during this whole just stomach turning, vomit inducing roller coaster ride that you
that's not the first time, let's face it.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, very apropos that the test pilot makes it.
Just do me a favor and vomit in the other direction.
We're getting a little bit of echo through, I think, you, Sharon. So you're already doing it, but if you could continue to mute while you're not talking, just so we don't get too much of that echo through.
Real quick, Bert.
Yes.
I would like to stay awake, so I will spend a white chip.
You're going to spend a white chip. Okay. Very good. That is fine. All right. So you've chosen to spend a white chip to re-roll. However, you rolled it. Re-rolled a 2. So it does you no better. Do you want to keep on trying and wasting chips, or do you simply want to black out?
No, I do not want to spend my red chip.
Okay. So, yes, you mercifully black out along with everyone else. Luke, of course, this is his raison d'être. Right. So you're enjoying it. Okay, so Luke, you're aware that the train has completely, at least the car has completely gone off the tracks, and you're rolling away from the tracks as well. Everyone else, after the car settles, and Luke, you're the first one up and able to move about. The first thing you hear is screaming, and not the screaming of your fellow passengers. It's more like the howling of the damned. Everyone knows this sound. It's the sound that Ghost Rock makes when it is set alight and isn't contained within a boiler or another device. So it seems that the train's energy source has gone tumbling out, and it's just burning freely out there. As you try to clear your vision, you feel the heat of burning ore nearby. This is all of you. You force your eyes open, and you find yourself lying in the shattered debris of the rail car. In fact, you can see the entire train sprawled along the tracks like some infernal iron snake. Surrounding you are piles of burning ghost rock and mangled bodies of your fellow passengers. And this is where I will now show you the mangled train wreck again.
Oh, for the first time for some of us.
Yes. Yeah, let me know if anyone doesn't see it. So you're still not seeing it there, Jameis?
Not yet. Okay. I did eventually get the library books, though, so it obviously did load eventually.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and,
we can see the train, did the roof rip open or something?
Yes. Basically, the car, the sides have just been battered apart from its tumbling, and so it doesn't offer you really any protection at all. And a lot of it is on fire as well. Now, before anyone actually takes actions, this is my last little bit of scene set up here. One of the passengers runs by screaming. It seems some of his clothing is caught on fire. And as he passes right by your cabin, several arrows thump into his back and he goes down. All right. I am now going to bring out another image.
Arrows?
Arrows, yes.
Engines, or people pretending to be engines, although that was some rather good shooting there. So probably engines.
Or people who cannot afford modern convenience.
All right,
you guys should be seeing a battle map shortly. This one might take a little bit longer to come through.
Yep,
I'm still waiting for the picture of the train wreck.
Oh, no. Engines. Oh.
You guys should be able to move your little icons around at the bottom there. And let me tell you where
everything is. I can see the icons. I can't see...
Oh, you can actually see the icons?
I can see an icon at the moment. It's moving around. It's probably got the one. Guess Gideon's.
Do we just draw ourselves onto there then?
Let me show you. That trail going down the middle is a railroad track. And yeah, if you guys can kind of position yourself around the middle stretch on either side, it doesn't quite matter.
Right, and we just grab our thing and
Grab your guy and move him around.
Although you never picked a picture for your guy, Pete.
Yeah, didn't get around to it.
It's all right. He will be a blank slate.
That's the problem. One of them needs to decide one of the people so they can tell which one's which.
I'm still seeing no image. I have no idea what the map looks like.
Okay. Well, I have to describe it to you there, James.
I can see the map, but I'm not sure who's who.
Yep.
Drag your person there. Oh.
Shoot. Yes. Stop playing with my Indians.
Yeah, I didn't know that I could, but then I started and I couldn't stop.
I can't actually lock them out, but I'm just going to trust you all not to play with them.
Wow. That's the way to go, y'all. Way to go, y'all. We are doing well today with the rolls.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I'll bring up the initial screen.
With the cards. Yeah, I'm just remembering how it works. Boink. Bone Fiend?
Yeah, that's not it.
But, man, okay, we're fighting Bone Fiend. Right.
One of the things that they removed from an earlier version of this is you used to be able to pre-set up your encounters, and apparently that you can't pre-do it, unfortunately.
Okay, fantasy rounds just crashed on me, so give me a second here.
No problem. That would be while your character disappeared.
Hey, Pete, could you just choose a random guy for your character? That way we can distinguish all of them.
Mm-hmm. Here, I can. I don't know if you have access to the tokens or not. Do you?
Well, we can just drag them.
Under picks?
If you look under
picks. If you're on the picks there, you can just grab someone for them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I was just trying to find the folder.
You got a picture, do you?
And application data.
This is going to be interesting, because I assume I don't have my long-range weapons.
I'm assuming I've got Mr. West. Of course we're training with our weapons. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, our long-range...
Yes, due to all of the battering around and such, any weapons that you would hold on you personally are still on you. Like, if it was holstered on you, no problem. But if you've got rifles or shotguns, you're going to have to look around a little bit to find them.
Yeah. I've still got my Colt.
Okay, this is not starting.
Did you just X out of it, or did you hit the exit thing on it?
I actually did neither. It crashed.
That's not good. What operating system are you running, by the way?
Windows 7.
Windows 7. Didn't have any problems with it.
They got Sierra. Pull the revengeance of Sierra.
Hello?
Yep, still here.
Oh, okay. Well, the background noise went away. I was scared.
Okay, this is not working for me.
All right, well, that's okay. You can just tell us what you want to do, and we can figure it out here. I can pull up your sheet, we'll try and figure out the problem next time.
You went with Pedo Bear. Good choice.
Let me see if I can add you the initiative. That's the real problem. Oh, yeah, that kind of sucks. Apparently, I can't add her to the initiative if she's not connected. Oh, no, it did. Just add her after. Okay.
And where would we see the initiative then?
It's the init button up in the right corner. You see that?
He disappeared from Skype as well. I don't even notice.
Oh, did he?
Huh.
No, I still see him on here.
No, Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, from Skype. Ah, so she's having computer issues in general. Ah.
Well, fortunately, she got knocked the hell out.
She may simply be rebooting.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and I've dealt out all the initiative cards there.
And should we be saying them under the initiative thing?
You should.
Where should we be saying
them? There is a button called INIT in the right corner.
Yeah, I've got nothing on that screen at all.
Do you nothing? Like nothing's populated or you can't?
Nothing at all. I've got card, name, wounds, and rank.
Yep.
So use... I did see something earlier.
Yeah, we saw the Bone Fiend, but that was it. Well, yeah, the list with Bone Fiend in it.
So you don't even see your own characters on the list?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I will have to sort that out later then, because I thought you should be able to see it. Here's how the card play ended out. The Indian Braves got a King of Diamonds. Sarah got a Queen. Zane got a 10. Luke got an 8. John got an 8. The Indian Leader got a 7. Gideon got a 3.
Excellent.
Yeah. So it's actually going to start with the Indian Braves.
Well, I still see no map.
I think, Jameis, you're going to end up having to reinstall. I don't know of any other way that's going to fix that.
I'll try something here.
Okay, so anyway, the Indian Braves are going to do some shooting here.
Pew pew!
And then. No!
We've got cover.
Okay, so what ends up happening is that there's a hail of arrow fire that takes down a lot of the remaining survivors in the train wreck, not you guys. You actually have a little bit of shelter and cover from the carcass of the leftover train car that you were in. Unfortunately, the other passengers did not, so just all around you, the other passengers are being gutted by flights of arrows.
Flights of arrows, sing thee to harvest.
That was on King. On Queen, Sarah would go, but we don't have her on Skype, do we?
No.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right, Sarah, did you hear what was just happening? A bunch of Indians just basically shot up all the rest of the other passengers that were on the train with just hails of arrow fire. You've got some cover from the shell of your train car you were in. What do you want to do?
Get more cover.
All right, you want to pull yourself back into what's left of your train car? That's fine. You can make it so you can't see them, so maybe they can't see you either. All right, next is Zane.
That logic works, yes.
Can I suggest, just as this is our first combat, that you explain that everybody can do as many actions as they possibly want within combat? They could do 100 different actions.
Yes, each action is a minus two.
Yeah, it imposes a minus two to the roll. If you wanted to look around for your weapon while also moving back into cover, then that's something that you could do, for instance.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, any weapon that you had holstered on you is still there. But anything else you would keep in luggage, it's somewhere in this wreck. Do you want to change anything to what you said for Sarah?
And my chances of hitting anything but broadside of a barn with my shotgun?
Shotgun? Let's see. What is it, a shotgun?
Do you keep your shotgun holstered with you at all times?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You want to look for your shotgun? It's not immediately, on you. You would have to dig through the luggage of the car to find it.
Okay. And I keep my head down while doing that.
Sure. Notice roll. And you're not connected. Is that correct? Or are you connected now? Looks like you are.
I'm sort of connected.
Can you pull up your sheet? If you cannot, I will make the roll for you. Oh, there you go.
Okay, there's my roll.
Oh, nice. Sure. You push across a bunch of luggage. It is, it's fallen and strewn all over the place, and you're able to find your lucky shotgun. No problem at all. All right. So you are now armed. So we are going to go to the next one in the list. Zane.
All right. I am going to cast a power.
Okay.
Magic missile.
To see how it works. So let's try it.
Are you going to use your own personal PowerPoints, or are you going to deal with the devil?
I will deal with the devil. As I said, I want to see how this works. So best way of doing it is try it out.
Okay. I'm going to
open a stress situation.
Poker table, and drag your character onto it here, so deal a hand. Okay. Are you seeing a poker table?
Yes.
Okay. And you see that you're seated there?
Yes.
All right. And how many cards can you draw?
I think 7.
You've got True Grit, yes?
Yeah.
It's 5 base plus 1 for each point of grit. So if you've got a grit of 2, then 7 cards would be correct.
I was having a read up on it during the week.
Are you seeing the cards come up on the table?
Yes. Yes, so I'm seeing a lot of crap coming up.
All right, so there are your cards.
Okay, I can see a pair.
That's all you got.
Seeing a straight or anything.
You got a 4.
Yeah, I think there's a pair there. And I think something I'm supposed to do is declare beforehand how many power points.
Yeah, what you're trying to generate. So what spell were you trying to cast? Yeah,
I'm trying to do aim.
Okay, and how many power points
did you need? That's news that needs 3, I think. No, sorry, that needs 1.
Okay. And, what is the best?
That's weird. The character sheet doesn't list the power points required. It just lists the power points for duration on it.
So we'll need to look up.
No, it's all right. I opened it up and I can see it says 1. I was just making a comment that's a bit strange, so that it doesn't list the initial cost for it.
Well, with a single ace, would give you 1 power point. So if you had nothing else but that ace, you would still have generated the power. Pair is 2 power points. So the best you can make there is 2 power points. So it's enough to fuel your spell.
Yeah. So am I right in my understanding? So you've got with the spells that after the initial cast duration, so like aim's got a duration of 3, mm-hmm. and it's 1 per round to maintain it after that, that if I wanted to maintain it from points from Deal with the Devil, I would have to specify the amount of power points or the amount of rounds I wanted it to last for.
Yes. I think you need to declare when you're trying to build the hand. Before you deal cards.
You have
to say, I want to cast this thing, which costs 1 power point, and maintain it for 3 rounds after its duration. So that means I'm looking for a 4 rather than the 1, which the ordinary power would need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Yes. Getting my head around how it works.
All right, so the best you can do is generate 2 points of power. You only need 1, so you get your aim spell off.
Mm-hmm.
And what does aim do for you?
Basically increases character's accuracy with a shooting or throwing attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cold shot penalties reduced by 1 for success and 2 for a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a really bad spell.
I was just trying it out.
Yep. Well, you have successfully bargained with your soul and came out ahead in this one. So
now, am I right in that I also still need to roll a
You still need to make a spellcasting roll. If you fail it, you still have passed your little dealing with the devil, so that's fine. And basically, it's just the power points are lost. If you succeed, however, looks like you did.
Which you did.
Yeah. So, what's a raise again?
4 plus what you're trying to meet. You're always trying to meet a 4 unless you have penalties. So you're 1 short of a raise.
Yep, thank you.
But for instance,
it's always four over the target number, which is usually, but not always 4.
If the toughness was 5, then right.
And from what Richard was saying earlier, had you wanted to, for instance, cast your spell and shoot on the same round, had you wanted to do that, your rolls would be at a -2 for 2 actions. Okay, Luke?
I'm going to look out and then fire wildly at the Indians.
All right, as far as the ranges go here, the ranges are, each one of these is 5 inches, okay? So this is a much larger.
I see nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you see nothing, okay. So the closest Indian to you, someone kept moving my Indians here, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, it's going to be 30 inches away, so that's still within the range of your gun, I believe.
What's up, inches? 12, 24, 48.
Yep. Yeah, that's inches. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Those are inches?
Those are inches. Yeah.
Okay. So they're at long range. So that's -2.
I tell you, we fire wildly.
if it's long range, that's not, that's medium range.
12 is short.
Sorry, not -2. I meant to say it's at -4 is long range.
-2. So the way you do a if you want to need to put a modifier on the die roll, if you click on where it says modifier in the bottom left, you can put in your -4 there, and then just drag and drop from your shooting roll.
Okay.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
A demo.
So you end up getting an 11.
Damn.
So, that's a hit.
Oh, 11 minus with the -4 is a 7. It doesn't do the modifier on the roll.
Oh, it doesn't do the modifier. Even so, it's still a hit with a raise.
No, it's not a raise.
No, it's not. A 7 is not a raise. No,
yeah. sorry. Okay, so yeah, you hit one of the proud Indians, and go ahead and roll your damage.
Double ones. Nope.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Golly. Kabam.
Wow. So 14 looks like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's right. 14.
Well, toughness 6. So I'm going to say
8. So that's a hit with a raise.
Yeah, it's a hit with a raise. So that's down for one of these guys.
Wow. Presuming that these guys are mooks, so they can only take one hit. Whereas
I suspect they are, whereas the chief would be. Yeah.
Just going through, whereas boss monsters, or whatever you want to call them, function pretty much like we do. So they would have 3 or 4 wounds or to take them out.
All right, sorry, let me figure out how I get off of Elite Record. Yeah. There you go. Oh, no, shoot.
Ooh,
that was bad.
Everyone?
Yeah, it just pulled everything off. Sigh. Well, this is learning. Learning, learning. Who has not gone yet?
I have not gone yet. The Indian chief guy.
Yeah, Indian chief.
Yeah, it was Indian young Indian first, chief yeah. and yeah, the really slow guy. Gideon. Mm,
okay.
Thank you so
the
much.
The Indian chief is going to make a little.
Well, it's Jung first.
What is Jung doing?
I'm going to pop my head up and look to see how far they are away, really. I get an idea of what's going on in the situation.
Okay. Can you see the map there?
Yes, I can see the map.
So what you're seeing there is that little kind of scattering pattern to the left and right of the screen is like a small mesa that rises up above the kind of in a valley. Okay. And yeah, the each square, as I said, is about 5 inches. So, well, 5 inches in combat.
yes.
I think each inch is a yard is what they is doing as a conversion. And the mesa rises a good 10 feet up. So they've got a little bit of elevation there as well.
Is it a hard, is it like a sheer cliff sort of thing, or could you run up it?
You might be able to, but it is a sheer cliff.
Right.
Okay, what am I clicking on to see the map?
Here, let me share it with you again.
Yeah, Bert has to reshare it. There's nothing that we can do to look at it.
Thank you.
But it should pop.
You can see it now?
It's a bit of a flaw in the system.
Well, yes, it is.
Oh, sorry, I missed here.
Oh. I accidentally closed it. And it's all gone. Oh, it doesn't matter because I couldn't see anything anyway. But yeah.
What did you close?
Well, I shouldn't get it back because it's on the images thing. So
yeah,
I
was going to say, actually, yeah, you can bring it
again. Yeah, but I can't tell it to refresh the thing because it still just says loading. It doesn't actually load anything.
Go ahead and close the picture down then. It won't be any good there. Do you have the close options or are they on?
Yeah. That's all there. I just can't. It just says loading with the picture. Doesn't actually ever load anything.
Might also be firewall issues as well. We'll look into it later. Okay.
Told it to. I dropped the list from my thing from my list, and then I got it so we firewalled it.
Okay. Well, the next hand is dealt, and I'm sad to say that the Indian Braves got an ace of clubs.
Well, I still.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, you didn't go. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Young, what was Young doing? I'm sorry, I completely skipped.
I went to look and see what was going on there, and basically get a lie of the belt.
Okay. Good enough. Give me a notice roll. Good. It looks like there's three Braves now to the left on a mesa, and to the right there are 4, and there's one more guy on horseback that seems to be a little bit more mobile, and he's kind of scouting around the battlefield. You do notice him. He's trying to stay more hidden. The rest of them are very obvious. They're making themselves good guardians, actually. And Gideon?
I will poke my head out, and I will... say, you who sow the winds shall weep the whirlwinds. And I am going to try to do a faith spell.
All right.
Windstorm.
What level of spell is it? Is it novice?
It's a novice spell.
It's -2.
And I get +2, so they cancel each other out. Reap. Reap.
Yeah. Not weep the whirlwind. Reap.
Sweet.
Oh, nice. Faith roll. Just, yes.
Yeah, 14.
Okay. And what happens? What does people see around you when you cast Reap the Whirlwind?
Basically, what happens is after I do my little speech, over here on the left, in a medium-sized template, the whirlwind starts up,
and any ranged attacks that cross the Twister must suffer a -2 penalty. Any person within the whirlwind, they're automatically blinded and must make a bigger whirl or be shaken each round. I get to maintain it, I think, for 2 rounds because I got a raise. So then, yeah.
Okay. Is it centered on you?
No, it's centered wherever I want it to be. So
okay. Do you see it on the map now? I added a medium burst template. Is it about where you wanted it?
No, I want it centered on them.
On them. Which one? Right or left?
Left. Because
on the left. Okay. It's the largest one. And you can't. Yeah. Okay. Sure. You can get all of them.
Yep. Well, I'd just like to point out that's a medium burst template, right?
Yes.
Yep.
But that's huge. That's yes, but that's.
Oh, that's true. That's not accounting 4 or 5
because
inches.
The scale got is different, so that should be 5 times more.
Yep, and it doesn't look like I can adjust that, so I will use a different burst template.
Yeah, I was thinking, that's a medium?
I mean, that's
how much of the map a large one covers.
This is God, okay? God does all sorts of things. It's a very small thing for God.
But if I center it on the middle one, I should be 4.
You can get 3 of them.
Yeah, and there's only one.
Yeah.
One of them should be, or he was on the right. Oh,
he was on the right, yep.
Okay. Oh, well, yep. So they get, they must make bigger checks or be shaken. Or that's on their turn.
On their turn, bigger checks or be shaken, okay?
Yep.
Does it blind them as well?
Yep, they are automatically blind.
They are automatically blinded, bigger check or not.
Yep.
All right, so next turn, next hand that went out, and that was everybody for the PC side. The Indians get the Ace of Clubs, so they will be acting first. Down from that, we have Gideon with the King of Diamonds, Zane, the Queen of Diamonds, Sarah, the Jack of Hearts, Luke with the Jack of Diamonds, Young, the Jian, 7 of Hearts, and Leader of the Braves will go at the very end. So the Indian Braves will now make their vigor checks.
We got all 7 times.
Miss.
Sweet.
Yeah, I might as well just do it that way. 7's 2. 2 of them fail. Everyone else makes it.
Well, only 3 of them had to make it.
Oh, that's true. Let's take the first 3. So one fails, and the next ones are fine. So this guy right here, Kim is shaken. Okay. And the next one in line is Gideon. It's back to you then. You're able to go with your big win there and follow it up with something.
Oh, do they do nothing else, sir?
Well, no, they will continue to shoot and rain down death on the rest of the few survivors that are there. They have 2 rounds of shooting at stragglers before they concentrate on you, so.
Oh, good.
I'm really not going to roll for them. They're just going to decimate everyone else.
Huzzahs! Everyone else dies.
Well, here we go. Yeah, pretty much. 2 of them missed.
Well, they're blind, so, you know.
Well, 3 of them shouldn't have rolled.
So what's going on is you have the most sheltered position as the other cars were just basically burst like eggshells and there's no cover and everyone's screaming and running around. Some on fire from the ghost rock, by the way. So, Gideon, what do you do?
I concentrate on my spell and then I...
Are you going to continue to hold your spell?
Yeah.
What was the duration of your spell?
I got raised, so it's double.
Double, okay.
So 2 rounds.
Right, so this is the second round that it goes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Zane. What happens?
At the start of my next turn, it...
They will now have to do another check as well.
Yep.
All right. So we've got those guys blinded. Yes, I'll try and, at this lovely range, try and shoot one of the Indians.
Okay, to the right or to the left? You can see both fairly well.
To the right.
Yeah, to the left, they're kind of
blocked. Okay, to the right. The guys to the left there seem to be a little bit occupied. And what is 30 within your range? Where does that fall in your range increments for your weapon?
Oh, they're 30 now, are they?
Yeah. They are 30 inches away.
Let's see, it's 12, 24, 48, so...
Long range.
Long range.
Okay, and do take into account your modifiers for aim to cast last round.
Yeah, that's only if I target a limb or something. That helps, unfortunately, from what I can work out. So, yes, I will actually, just for the fun of it, just to see how things work, I will attempt to shoot someone in an arm for a disarming maneuver.
Ooh.
Right, so you're at a base -4 for range. -2 for a limb.
Yep, and +1 for my spell, so it just makes it...
-5.
-5, yes.
So put the -5 in your modifier there and just roll your shooting die.
Minus 5. Try that. Does this work? Doing. So, no.
Oh, miss. You do, what we're using, the Colt, the Peacemaker?
Yeah, the Peacemaker.
I am removing a bullet from it. I've got all the mini sheets up on my screen so I can count down your ammo and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have ammo on the list that we have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the way it works is,
oh, there it is.
Yeah. Oh. So if you put it at, like, 6 out of 6 for the Peacemaker, whenever I click the little bullet, it starts counting down from 6. Anyway, that's Zane. So you take a shot and it's a miss, but it doesn't go too wild. You don't hit someone else on accident there. And Sarah, what's Sarah doing? Sarah, last round, you found your shotgun.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at any opportunistic target.
Okay, what's the range on your shotgun there?
12, 24, 48. So she's
long
minus.
Range. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Do you need someone to roll for you, or are you able to?
No, I need someone to roll for me.
Okay, very good. So you're going to go with a long-range shot.
Yep.
Are you shooting to the right or to the left?
To the left.
All right, I'll roll it for you here.
Shotguns themselves get an inherent +2 to things.
Because they scatter.
Exactly.
Okay, so here we go. Double shotgun. Unfortunately, no. You do end up missing. The range is just a little too far away for your gun there, Sarah. And we go down next is Luke.
Pew, pew.
I'm going to shoot. Okay.
Yep. It's at -4 still because it's long range. And I'm the guy I shot before, was he in the party that Nick blasted with a whirlwind or not?
No. He was to the right.
Okay. I'll continue shooting to the right then.
Okay.
Boing, boing. Boing. Wow. Boom.
Oh, again?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And go ahead and roll damage.
No, not as good. Only a 7. It hits with a toughness of 6. It still hits them.
Yeah, it still hits.
Actually, it's a toughness. That's a 9. I can't add. But it's still not a raise.
Still enough to shake one. And shaking on there. And you're using the Colt Peacemaker?
Yep.
Okay, and you shot last round in this round.
Yep.
Your ammo. Okay.
I see that. So, if I could do it myself, I would.
And Jean, or Jean.
You can call him John if it's easier.
John!
Yeah, it's easier, John.
We can just call him Young John.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and use one of my powers. I'm going to try and turn on. We'll try deflection. Let's see how it works. And it turns on, and then clamber out of the train and head towards the right, I guess.
Okay, so you're leaving the protective shell of your carriage, and you're going out into the open.
I tend to get gunned down.
All right. Sure enough, here Blackstick sees you out in the open. And is there any visible when you cast your spell there? Is there any visible notice?
Trappings.
No, nothing for that sort of things. It's I can dodge really well. So.
All right. Well, he is going to take a shot at you. Ding. And I'm pretty sure that a 2 is missed, and his treat roll is a natural 1.
Yes. Part of the trappings for this is that if the attack misses, martial artist may make an immediate agility roll to throw it back at them.
Okay. Make your agility roll.
Nice.
Seize the pearl of death.
Nice. Arrow catching.
Ordinarily, it says -6 for bullets and -4 for thrown weapons. I'm going to assume that arrows work like bullets and it's at -6.
Yeah, we could, that's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my.
17.
Okay. Well,
mother.
Yeah.
That's a hit with a raise and, the damage? Oh, well.
More than a raise, it's several raises.
Well,
you
don't
get,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't. You can't get multiple raises. It's raise or no raise.
Okay. Yeah. A bow is just 1d6.
The damage is slightly different for the thing as well. It's only a strength plus 8d6.
Oh, he doesn't give the damage of the weapon.
You're catching and throwing it back, so it's not quite the full damage that we have.
Okay.
So is it your strength then?
Yes, it's my strength.
Well, if you want to roll it, go ahead. Strength and a d6.
Don't you get an additional d6 because of the raise?
Yes.
I don't know, actually.
Generally, you do.
Alright.
Yeah, you get an extra die.
You raise. You get something useful on top of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to...
Drag the dice onto a macro and just key the macro.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. So, Ben. Meh.
Well, for 6 points, okay. His toughness is 6, so he will end up being shaken. Alright. And he goes next, so he is going to try and make his roll there to not be shaken. Make a bigger roll. He makes it with a 6. It's not a raise, though, so he can't act. So he is simply not shaken and takes up his turn. All right. So on the next round, Gideon, you're going to start with an ace.
Darn it! Did not want to start. Oh, well, yeah, I say you're still reaping the whirlwind.
Can you delay? Right. Can you delay after them?
Actually, I can't. I can delay. Okay. I delay.
I will put you on delay. You're on hold. So the Luke is next at a seven of clubs.
I shall pew pew someone else.
Bite your gut.
No, I'll go for the guy I shook.
Okay, pew pew the guy. He's already shaken. So go ahead.
And I forgot the modifiers, and I completely failed everything.
Yeah, well, it's critical failure because your shooting die rolled up a one.
Can I white chip that or not? Or does that just make it a failure, normal?
Well, it allows you to reroll.
Reroll, yeah, you can reroll.
And I'll just point out, a critical failure is a one on both
dice.
So it's not only a shooting die that he's rolled badly there.
And I put the fire in because I forgot last time. Doesn't really matter. That's a bad roll no matter what you do.
Ah! You shoot at me, I throw the bullet back at you, but I'm just like, sorry.
That's better.
I genuinely dislike you.
You hit, and he is already shaken. So go ahead and roll the damage.
I've got to do at least. So. Yep. Well, that doesn't matter. Did.
Gideon accounts for another Indian brave.
Not Gideon.
Come on, guys. I'm the one killing them here. Kill them with it.
I do not understand how this is working for you, but God.
I know I'm the best one here, but come on, people. You can try.
Oh, there it is. Delete entry. That's what I was not able to do before. Okay, so the Indian's turn. So we've got two of them that have to roll to see if they're not going to be shaken. And
no, all three still have to roll.
All three have to roll. And it's what, a vigor roll?
Yep, it's a vigor roll. The people who are shaken are just still shaken. Yes. Unless they...
Okay, here we go. All three of them. So they're all shaken. Continue to be shaken over there. Yep. So you are holding them steady. So that counts three of these.
Oh, bird bullet me.
Three. Oh, yes, you have been reduced. Okay, so I've got three more Indians, and they will now, two of them are going to take a shot at young John, who's running out in the open there.
Yes.
Even though they just saw him return the thing to his chief.
Yes.
With no non-Indian magic.
Four.
Which is a miss.
Yep.
So
the other one. That one hit.
No, that one was young.
No, it didn't.
That was me doing the return.
Did your return work?
No. And the second one?
Nope.
Still not.
And, okay, Zane. So we still have Indians raining death on everyone else. Not too many people are moving out there that have didn't have the safety that you had.
All right. Two can do this. Yep. All right. So I'm going to draw upon my own power this time. And because I haven't been able to think of any other way of describing it, I'll throw a deck of cards in the wind, which whirl around. I'll need a medium template.
Okay.
These.
And who are you centering it on?
I will make my dice roll to make sure it works first.
Centered on us. No!
You were the traitor! The evil magician was the traitor!
I will center it on the second from the top.
Left on or the right or the left? On the right. Okay.
Sorry, on the right. Yeah, sorry.
Well, there are only two guys alive over there.
Yeah, I keep killing them.
Yep.
Here, I'll delete some tones. Okay. So, yeah, you're going to hit both of them.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even realize. Yep.
Did you want to go left instead? They seem to be wrapped up in some kind of problem of their own over there.
Yeah, yeah, on the left. Sorry, yes.
You want to go on the left. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your ability do?
It creates a windstorm.
A windstorm. Okay.
Not the same power.
Exactly right.
All right, so it'll get the one guy that's a straggler there is what it looks like, and the other ones are still under as well. So I'll put another small temple there.
Yong, are you going to left or right?
I was heading right.
Okay. I'll take the four on the right. You four take the guy on the left.
Is that what you're looking at there, Pete? Kind of. You can get three people.
The second from the top.
Second from the top.
Center on him.
So you're going to get those two at the top.
Yep.
Okay. So on their turn, they also have to make vigor rolls or
be shaken.
Shake as well. Sarah, we're back to Sarah.
I will.
Shit.
Sorry.
Real quick, take my turn.
Go ahead.
Hold. Yeah, I am going to go ahead and drop my windstorm because I have to, and then I'm going to try to look around for my rifle.
Okay. Give me a notice roll.
Bam. And I am not good.
Yes, you failed to find your rifle, however.
Yep. Oh, well.
Okay, Sarah.
I'm going to keep shooting.
All right. Another shot with your shotgun. It's a double barrel, so you don't have to reload yet. You still have your other barrel to shoot. Three. Unfortunately, that is not going to be enough penalty.
Damn.
They're still at range. They are, in particular, they're trying to keep the range, trying to stay away from gunfire being returned at them. Blackstick is going to go now, and actually, he lets out a yipping cry, a little ululation to the wind, and, he, beats feet. you see him on.
cool. I reload.
Whoa. You can't.
You have to wait. Yeah, it actually reloading takes actions. Okay. Since you already shot, you could have done that, but it would have been a minus two to the shooting.
Between rounds or whatever, I reload.
Young John, what are you doing, John? Hold on a second. Blackstick may not be able to do anything. He needs to make a roll to see if he is.
Well, no, he unshook last turn. He just did not do so with the race. So.
Oh, no, but Pete caught him in his own thing this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he
one of the ones up the top?
Yep, he sure is. He got it with a raise, so yeah, he is not only good, but he can take his action.
That's a vigor roll. He needs a spirit roll.
Oh, is it a spirit for Pete?
No, it's vigor.
No, it's a vigor. It's a vigor.
It is a vigor.
Yeah.
It's a spirit to become unshaken. It's a vigor roll to not be affected by the wind each round.
Oh, yeah, so he's not affected by the wind, which means he was not shaken anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, he is able to start beating feet. That is what he is doing. Then he goes off away from the train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And young John.
Well, I will try and cast another power.
Okay.
Why not? I will use
a trick up the pace.
Should I have that? I will pick up the pace and try and make my way.
Can
over
we
to
swap cards around, or was it just we've got our own cards and that's it?
No, we can't trade cards.
And actually, if you just take your card and drop it on another person's icon, it will trade cards that way.
I've got a card here which says a character's travel distance is doubled for a day, or one character gains double pace for one round, if that will help you.
It wouldn't if had I didn't make my spell, so it's okay.
Okay, so you failed
and
to
it's
cast.
Probably,
still lose power points when you fail to cast.
It still costs me the power points. I'm just not quite as good yet as I should be.
All right, sounds good. It's a new turn, and Gideon, you have an ace of hearts. Gideon seems to be
wow.
I'm the molder.
I'm trying to notice my rifle. Mm-hmm. It's here somewhere. Actually, no. I'm gonna windstorm the guys again.
The same ones last time. The three over there.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. Cast it.
Oh, even. Just waiting for you to lose your face.
Oh wow.
Not today. You'd be at a minus two anyway. So you'd be at a minus two for that.
No.
Well, he has an edge that gives it a plus two. So he's
But last time he had a minus two. So
It should just be a neutral. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. Well, on their turn.
With a raise or two.
So it'll last for a few rounds there. Or we'll double the time. Sarah, what is Sarah doing? Is she still with us?
Shooting?
Well, you have to reload.
So if you want to reload and shoot, you can do that. And it's a minus two to the shooting roll.
I would not suggest you do that. Okay. Given that'd be a minus
four.
Four total.
Yeah, minus four total.
That's almost already at minus fours and we're doing fine.
Yeah.
You can. What else am I going to do?
Yeah.
Reload.
I'm reloading.
So, the question is, do you wish to reload and shoot, or do you just wish to reload only?
Just reload.
Okay. Blackstick is next, and he will basically take himself and his mount off the map. Okay. Next in line is going to be Young John at a seven diamonds.
I will try the power again. Okay. See if I can get it off this stuff. No.
So I start again.
Doing very bad.
Very poorly. Okay. The Indian Braves. Okay, there are three of them that have to make vigor rolls.
Well, they have to see if they unshake first. They're all
They were shaken. Already shaken, so they got to make spirit rolls
spirit
for that.
Rolls. Yep.
One, two, three.
What's the blindness one?
One of them unshakes.
And now he has to make a bigger roll.
Just the one. He's...
and the one to the north has to make a bigger roll as well, because he's under Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And he makes his bigger roll. He was shaken last turn, though, so now he needs to make a spirit roll. Actually, he should have made that roll first and then that roll. Yeah, yeah, he made them both. So he can act.
D8 all the time. That doesn't make a little difference.
Yeah. Actually, no, he can't act. He just unshooken, then he is non-affected, but he cannot act. So it's not shaken, but he can't act.
And sweet. I have the windstorm up for as long as I want it.
Let's see. There's still two more Braves over on Young John's side who they see him run into him. So they are going to shoot at Young John there because he is an opportune target.
Fools! Fools!
Yes. Ooh. No, they are both going to miss.
Okay.
They have range penalties too, and it's still 5, right. 10, 15, 20. They're still 20 inches away between John and them.
Oh.
Nope.
Are you still trying to cast with John?
No. That's yeah. the...
Oh, yeah. I got the... Yeah, yeah.
Send it back at them.
Nice. No, Luke. No. It's Luke's turn.
Pew, pew.
All right. Now, real quick. Oh, yeah. I...
You hit? Oh, pew, pew. All right. You're still shooting right, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
10, 11.
Pew, pew. With a 6... That's with a raise. So, yeah.
Boing. So, one goes down.
One left. I'll take the 4 on the right. You 4 take the one on the left. Yes.
And Zane. Zane is our last actor.
Blast.
What's Zane doing? Is he still with us?
Yes, sir. Okay, I was just curious as to what blinded actually does. well, since duration is only 1 for my windstorm,
it's gone this time.
It's gone.
Yep.
Unless you want to keep it up, it's.
Mine doesn't. Mine just doesn't list a ongoing cost for it.
Let's make sure we get this right.
So, assuming
it
can't be kept going.
No, it's for as long as you want to keep it going, and you spend a you have to spend a power point per round
to keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a power point per round that you want to just sit there and go, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, I'll keep it going then. If that's
you're
going to
keep it going. Okay. I'll just
And I will move it down a bit.
To get two of them there?
Yeah.
Gah. You see nothing. Your world it's no longer exists.
All right.
So I can move it at a pace equal to my spirit dice. So I can move it 8. Pace 8.
Yeah, it's basically I can shift it 1 square since each square is about 5. So you're going to still catch 2 in it if that works for you.
Yep, that works fine.
All right.
So I'll keep concentrating on it and keeping it going then.
That's why. Okay, I just figured out something there. All right, Sarah gets the Ace of Spades this time. So, Sarah, you've got a shotgun loaded up with both, and you're still kind of at long range, but you can take a shot if you want. There's still one Indian standing to the right, and there's 3 of them that are having problems to the left as they're battling with some kind of odd sandstorm that is kicked up.
Several whirlwinds, I believe.
Whirlwinds, right.
Yep.
Which one is shooting at us?
Well, right now, the only one that is shooting anywhere is the one to the right, who seems to be shooting at John.
That's the one I'm going to shoot at.
All right. Make your shooting roll -2.
Well, you have to. Or did she come back?
Are you still? No, she can roll. Okay. Well, that's going to miss with a -2. Or,
-2. That sucks.
Okay. So next is Luke.
Right, well, I'll tell you to pew-pew, because it's working out pretty well so far.
You've got 1 bullet left after this shot in your peacemaker.
Real quick, before you roll, do you have a single action or a double action?
Yes.
Cold peacemaker is
both single and double.
Action. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Cool.
It comes in both single and double format.
So. The idea is if it's the one action, you can get 2 shots off at a +1 to hit. It does use 2 shots of ammo, but it gives you that +1 to hit.
And +1 damage.
+1 damage, yep.
Which you don't really seem to need. But!
Double tap. It's cold.
Yes.
Yes. But how good is your agility? Are you planning to get a D8 in shooting? Is that it?
Not right this moment.
Okay, well then I'd take a double action if you're gonna.
No, I'm a single action still.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty well with single action.
Well, right. They're 2 different types of guns. So, you have a single action. Huzzah.
Oh my. he has no problems doing this. So it's a hit. And what's your damage?
Oh, oh my lord!
I say fee to you, single action.
Yeah, so that's a hit, and a raise. Yeah.
So, take him out.
And he goes down.
I don't understand.
All right, I got one bullet left. How are we doing?
Wow. All right. So that was Luke. The Indians go next, and they need to see if they. Let's see, Vigor. Let's see, they're all shaken, so Spirit rolls first. One.
I've just massacred their other party, so morale check if they ever get around to it.
All three of them unshake.
Just the training between.
Oh, one with the rage, too.
And two of them are free. Yep, so one can actually act.
Yep.
And so his action is to run! Run from the crazy white people.
Yeah. Finally, we had Abel's character here.
Yeah, he made a spirit roll with a raise, so he's unshaken and can act, and then he did not succumb to the whirlwind, so he runs. The other two are not so fortunate.
Well, there's three of them down there.
Yeah, but all three of them are still.
Okay. You just didn't roll for one.
Did I not?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Spirit roll. Not unshaken, and so it doesn't really matter. So he's still shaken.
Yeah,
there we go. Gideon,
I am going to concentrate, and then I'm going to start walking, moving my pace out there.
Okay, so you're going to keep it up and moving your pace, or does it drop this turn? Did you get enough raises to keep it going?
No, actually, I am wrong about concentration. Mm-hmm. Concentration spells I keep up for as long as I want.
Okay. So you're going to keep it up and just move forward.
Yep.
Okay. And Young John, there's no more people up there.
I look up where they are, shrug, turn around, and start to head back. I've got no real.
You going to cast your spell?
No, I'm just heading back.
Okay.
All right. So Sarah, not only does she go first, but she got the Joker. So whatever action you perform, is it a +2?
It's go when you want, and you get a
and
plus
go
two.
When you want, and a +2 with the Joker.
So, is she there? Did we lose her?
Can I see any of them standing?
Well, yes, you see the three over here that are caught in the whirlwinds.
Yeah, you just have a -2 to shoot them, so you would not be at a -2 at shooting them. Okay.
Okay, I'm still going to shoot, because that will leave me with a -2 and a +2. That'd be pure neutral.
No, you're at -4 because of distance, -2 because of the windstorm, +2 because of your shotgun, +2 because of your Joker, -2 overall.
So -2 to shoot into the whirlwind?
Yep.
Attacks across. It's hard to see them.
-2. Yeah, it also means that they were at -2 to shoot at us.
I'm still going to shoot.
Yep. Okay.
I'm going
to
shoot him.
Yeah, it's a -2. Go ahead and roll. And no, nice. Not with a -2. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
So a 3. So you miss, and now your shotgun is empty. You shot both barrels.
Okay, this weapon sucks.
Well, yes.
Long ranges? Yes.
Yes, at long range, not so good.
You need to move.
Yeah, scatterguns is deadly at close range. Lots of damage. But Gideon is up now. He was marching forward
and looking at the whirlwind and going, yes!
So you're keeping it up. Yep. Zane. Back to you.
Yeah, I'll just make the whirlwind down a bit more.
Get some more coverage.
Well, I mean, it's not a big deal. I already have them covered if you want to drop it. And
well, if he drops it, all three of them are in two of the whirlwinds now. So, yeah, okay, that's fine. It doesn't seem to want to move, though, so just all three of them are under both of your effects. The Indians turn, so they all need to make spirit rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Three. One of them unshakes. Mm-hmm. And then they all need to see if they're affected again. 2, 3. And I'm just going to take it in order.
Well, only.
5, yeah. 1, and 6. So actually the one that unshook the last time is affected this time. So
they're all still shaken.
They're all still shaken. Yes.
See, we took out 3. You took out 3 or 4.
Okay. So Luke.
I took them out entirely. I am not just shaking them about a bit. can I reload and look for my shotgun at the same time?
Can you reload and what? Look for your shotgun at the same time? Yeah, it's just a -2 to your notice roll.
Okay, and I'll do that. Lose me notice roll. There it is. Nope. I see nothing.
Yeah. It's too much damage done to the carriage. Just can't find it. And Young John.
Everybody else seems to have it well in hand. I'll go around and see if there are actually any survivors along the thing here.
Okay, that's fine. So you're going to go and check on the rest of the survivors. I'm going to say at this point, if you wish, we can exit combat, and those three up there will just continue to be shaken. If you want to go and just finish them off, that is fine, or whatever you want to do to them.
Can we knock them out? And
they can be knocked out. That's fine.
Okay, I would prefer to knock them out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't actually say that. I mean, I don't know if using a gun automatically kills them.
Yeah, it's that's dead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what happens.
Guns kill. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have three subdued Indians, and I'm going to close that window.
Okay. Luke, do you mind guarding them while we search for survivors? Please don't kill them.
Let me find my shotgun first, then sure.
Okay.
At this point, you can gather all of your gear. The people that are looking around, by the way, the one train car that seemed to get by unscathed was the very last car in the line, which is where the horses were kept. So there are a few mounts back there that are still fine. They're scared, and they have suffered some damage, but they're alive and whinnying fiercely at all the fire that's around them.
Do we know if Ghost Rock is in any way explosive when set on fire like it is?
It is not explosive, but as you can tell as you're skirting some of it, it makes an intense heat. I mean, to the point of you can't go near it. I mean, you will burn yourself to a crisp if you try to get too close to it.
All right, so no danger of explosion, but
no.
Okay.
Well, when I assume he finds his stuff, can I search for survivors?
You can. And those of you that are all searching around now, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there are any survivors. Most of the employees of the train car were killed in the wreck as they were actually moving about and not seated at the time. And the rest of the survivors that were able to crawl their way out, well, they crawled out of protection and were shot down by the arrows of these Indians. What you do notice, though, is you find the reason why the train leapt off the tracks as you are searching around. There is a giant, what looks like a sinkhole, that destroyed part of the track, and you're able to see this kind of large crack, this crevice in the ground. And when you look down, it's very odd. There's like about a 20-foot drop, and with the sun kind of shining down in it, and with the snow kind of packing up, you can swear that there's track down there. There's a train track underground.
Oh,
a train track.
Oh. Yeah, you can't see a lot of it. It's dark down there. You're just seeing the tracks glint up from the sunlight that's kind of filtering down. But it looks like a set of train tracks about 20 feet down under the ground.
Train or more likely a mining cart tracks from the size of them?
They look like full-size, full-scale train tracks.
Wow. Okay.
Who here is really agile? I'm kind of agile. I'm agile as a normal person.
Are we looking to go down and look at that?
I mean, I would be interested.
Why don't we, before doing so, secure, make sure no
survivors. Oh, yeah.
Well, secure our gear, etc.
Yes, okay. Why don't y'all try to drag out all the people so we can give them a decent Christian burial?
Yes,
I will discuss. I will talk with our Indian pet friends.
We have the Ghost Rock burning here. Do we burn the bodies or bury the bodies?
We bury the bodies for the resurrection.
And if possible, see if we can identify the bodies or see if we can find something, depending on if, I don't know if the conductors will have, due to the length of the journey, might have something with a list of the names of the people on the train so that we can notify the next of kin.
I totally doubt that, but a train going south, they'll know it. Hmm? A train going south, everyone will be notified.
They keep records of the train passengers at the main depots, so it's unlikely there will be anything on the train, but the Denver Pacific Rail will know who was on here.
All right, so at the very least, make sure we can account, we don't know how many passengers, but make a note of number of passengers and much as we can to identify them, just in case there's anybody missing.
Do you want to bury them or just put cans on them with rocks in case people want to come and get their loved ones back?
Do keep in mind it's winter. Ground's going to be hard. Oh.
So cold.
It's not going to be hard around the ghost rock.
Crispy.
Or yeah. Is it? Is it going to be baked hard?
So that
they can be and see if we can find some instrument for handling the ghost rock.
I was going to say, can we put it out if we dump snow or earth on it? Does it suffocate the fire?
Eventually, with enough earth and snow, it can. But it takes quite a bit to dampen the fires. These ghost rocks.
Just leave it for now. It's a source of heat for us when we need it.
Well, I was wondering if we could not do that. Should we just shovel it down the hole so that we would have light down there?
Does it actually emit light?
Oh, yes. It burns brightly.
Oh, then, yeah. Well, I was going to wanted to throw some down anyway to see what it did. But, yeah, definitely. It's going to be lighting us. But Indians and the dead bodies and the...
Person searching the bodies, the Indians apparently maintain the old ways traditions. They basically, you've got stone tomahawks, stone-tipped arrows, really nothing that you would probably find of value. It appeared only the one had a horse. If there were more horses, they're gone now. Now, the passengers, though. The passengers are another matter if you're going to loot the corpses of the passengers.
I'm speaking with you.
Technically, they are looting the passengers, so they're looking for identifying things on them. So technically, they are looting them. As in, we would know what they have on them.
Right.
So, yeah, that's an interesting point. Would we take anything that appears to be a personal effect, be it a ring or a watch or a necklace or something, so we can pass it on to their next of kin? Or would we leave that sort of thing with the bodies?
I would leave that sort of thing with the bodies, personally.
So that when the people...
picked over by the Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the old West where we are, where it is pretty much, you got no use for it, I can use it myself, yoink.
I would still not be comfortable with that. I would not
that you would necessarily know that if he's not.
Yeah,
we could always deliver it back to the Van Doren agency and
do what you want. I just don't want to see it.
if we don't do something with it, someone else will.
Yes.
Okay, so from what I'm hearing, then, you want to try and find something to handle the ghost rock and push some down that crevice so you've got light down there?
Is this the train engine still on the around, or is that falling down the hole?
It's blown apart. Pieces are just all over the place.
I'm just thinking it'll have a shovel.
Yes, yeah. If you look hard enough, you will be able to find shovels. Actually, the shovels are you can't get close enough to burning ghost rock to use a shovel. However, there are lots of pieces of steel around you can use to kind of prod it along.
I will. Y'all know that I can create light. Light is not an issue. I can make light up here. So.
He says, "Sonny losing all his faith."
Woo! Why hast thou forsaken me?
Use a flashlight next time.
that is an idea. I presume there were actual lamps on the train for when it was running at night as well.
Sure, you can easily find lamps.
So
oil burning lamps.
That'd be better. Much better.
Yeah, really all over the place. We need to pick one thing and concentrate on that particular... Okay, we've got the bodies, we've got the Indians, we've got the tracks. We leave the tracks for now. What are we concentrating on first, the bodies or the Indians?
You're doing bodies. I will see.
You told me to guard the Indians. What are we doing with the damn Indians?
I'm going to question them. If they try to axe me in the head, shoot them.
I'm assuming you bind them up or some other sort of thing, yeah. Although they're pretty much not very coherent right now. being buffeted about by little mini twisters, we'll do that too. So,
okay, you can guard them while I try to make Karens for bodies.
All right, so you're going to go with Karens then?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, actually, you can take some of the steel as well as finding rocks and such. I suppose you take the time to give last rites sort of thing or say a prayer. Yeah.
So I will say a prayer. I am not Catholic, sadly. So
yes.
How often is this stretch of track used by trains?
How often is this stretch of track used by trains? Yes. Fairly often. This is one of the major railways.
Okay, so we're talking every 5 hours, every 2 hours, every day?
No, like every other day or so. That's considered frequent.
Okay, every second day?
Yeah.
Yep, all right. Yep, so depending on how the stretch of track is behind the train, we're going to need to do something about warning the trains as well.
How far are we out from the last station, or are we to the next station?
You are actually closer to the next station, but on foot or on horseback, that's still going to take many hours. You were kind of halfway between way stations.
When's the next one due to arrive?
Well, they're like a day behind, so it'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
Do they have that thing that trains have or had where there's a telegraph line going alongside the track as well, and they've got we tap in here to tell them we've broken down.
Yeah, good looking. Have a chip, and yes, there is a telegraph line.
Which leads to my question, is any of you got the skill to be able to make use of such a thing?
What's the skill?
Probably repair.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll go repair.
Well, seeing as you don't, no one actually has a telegrapher's key to be able to tap in, someone would have to make one or see if they can find one in the wreckage. And then two, you would actually need to know how to use a telegrapher's key. If it's not in anyone's background, it would be a specific skill, or take it as a language. I'd allow telegraphy as a language. Some of you should have unchosen languages as well, unless you filled up all your language slots. So telegraphy would not be a bad one to know.
No one then? Okay.
Yep. Well, the first thing would be finding finding a telegrapher's key or being able to hack one together, which that would require repair.
We search the wreckage then. I mean, that's...
Okay. Whoever is going to take that upon themselves as a task, give me notice rolls.
Oh, who's doing what? I mean...
Yep. It's going to take a while to get those cairns built and blessings set over those people, taking care of the dead Indians. What are you doing with the dead Indians, by the way?
What tribe do these people look to be from?
Give me a general knowledge roll, which is smarts.
Okay. Different tribes.
Smarts at wouldn't it be at -2 in untrained skill?
No, this is just general knowledge.
General knowledge.
My roll for general investigation of the wreck, right?
With a 3? Yeah, you're not able to turn up a key.
Yeah. Didn't think so.
And Gideon, these red men look like any other red men you've seen. So you're not able to pick out tribe, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not quite familiar with this area.
Yeah.
We can let these guys take them when they eventually bugger off. What do we do with them?
Well, I mean, they did just murder a whole bunch of people. I'm not quite comfortable with them.
And yet you let them live. And yet you let them live.
Because I didn't I had a choice whether or not to murder them. I'm going to deliver them to justice.
Murder answered with murder is not necessarily the best answer.
Yeah, I'm not going to violate, their rights. They are people. They have rights. And one is to a trial, and the other one is to a swift and speedy execution when they're found guilty, as they will be. Because they're Indians.
Anyway, so Sarah has been looking around for a telegrapher's key, and it sounds like Luke is busy with the Indian bodies, and Gideon's busy with the non-surviving survivors. What is Zane and Young John up to?
I was helping with the bodies and making note of what we could have, the bodies, so we can pass on the information to help identify who they are. And did we decide any personal effects, we were going to collect them?
Yeah, we are collecting.
And making note, with the collection of the personal effects, what it is and what try as much as possible identification of the body it was taken from.
So like you get like a description of as best you can. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of the bodies were burned by exposure to ghost rock, so makes it a little tricky as to what.
Yeah.
Even
so the ones which are burnt, chances are they're not going to have anything on them anyway that we're going to be able to retrieve. So it's just going to be a burnt body.
Yeah. And we will be collecting money, but we will be keeping the money with the individual package. So that the survivors of these people can have their stuff.
All right. So this takes a while. This takes a few hours. Since you've got the ghost rock burning, you're not really in danger of exposure. It's plenty warm. Although the degree of which the heat has been coming out has been slowly over time as the ghost rock is consumed, starting to burn down. But there's still plenty of fuel there. I mean, you figure these things will keep burning all through the night if you let it go. So several hours later, you've got your cairns built as best you can. You're having to use some scrap to cover them as, you've got some rock, but once again, it's winter. So pulling rocks out is a little more difficult.
Young, what were you doing? What was you doing?
I didn't say anything, but, I will tend to the horses actually, seeing as they were just, threatened or, I can't think of the word.
Shaken?
That would
be. Panicky.
Do you have any skill with animal handling?
No, nothing like that. It's just
okay.
An untrained roll.
Give me a general general knowledge smarts roll. Not untrained. General knowledge covers anything that someone living in the West would kind of know, and horses are a part of the West. So.
Wow!
Oh, wow! Wow! Young John, peddler of horse flesh. Yes. Yeah, you get them calmed. You get them warmed. Fires expose some scrub grass so that they have something to eat as well. Melted snow provides water. So yeah, you're taking pretty good care of them. There are four horses here that seem to have come through just fine.
I count the five of us. Go.
Yeah. Shit, that's not good.
No, somebody wife do.
All right. So once again, several hours later, after doing all these things that you're set out to do, it's getting dark. What's the next steps?
I want to talk to the Indians and say, "Do you speak English?"
You get the "What you talk about, white man?" look.
Okay, I will try Sioux. Do you speak Sioux?
They pay a little bit more attention when you change to that language, but they shake their heads.
Okay.
They don't seem to.
I don't speak any other Indian languages, so I am going to do speak language. which is, I believe, novice. Okay, so I point to myself and I say Gideon, and I get one of them to point to themselves, and then I touch them.
Okay. It's not hard to do. Do you touch them inappropriately?
No, I do not touch them inappropriately.
Is that a spell?
Inappropriate touch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Eight, so I speak it for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I speak their language.
They are from the Apache tribe.
Oh my lord.
Yep.
Oh boy.
And they are more than willing to converse with you now that you're speaking a tongue that they understand. They don't appear to be too frightened. They've basically already figured that they're dead and that you're just here to do sport with them. Not okay. quite sure what white man does for sport, but they know it's not good.
I will ask, given they're Apache, well, I know how Apache deal with their dad, but I will go ahead and ask
not
them.
Not pleasantly.
Well, no. I mean, they just leave them out in the sacred.
They're not Anasazi.
Cannibals.
No, they're not
Anasazi.
No, yeah. They just expose.
Yep.
So, but I will ask them how they treat their dead, you know, what they want us to do with their dead.
And they'll say, you know, leave it to the elements so that it will nourish the ground and the sky and that sort of thing.
And their spirits will join your spirit. Anyways, so I will ask them why they attacked us.
You white men have disturbed the spirits with the earth spirits with your iron horses. So the spirits tore up in a huge hole in the earth. We are merely taking advantage.
Oh, okay. Where's your leader's camp?
To this they shrug and they say, we're a raiding party. The camp is many days from here.
Okay. All right. Gosh. I really don't have one. I mean, I don't have much for him. Does anyone here have anything for him?
What would be the SOP if we took them back to justice?
Yeah.
They'd probably be killed, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they'd just be shot. They don't even get hanging. They'd just be shot. And then the person you're turning them into would just wonder why you just didn't shoot them and saved him the bullets. So,
yeah.
Especially Apache.
Well,
There are other tribes you want to be nicer with. Anybody that's part of the Coyote Confederacy, I'll have to show you guys the map at some point. They're very strong, and they still do trade and play somewhat nicey-nicey as long as you don't screw up their lands. Apache, however, not so much.
I tell them to take a moment, make peace with Yusra, and prepare yourselves. And then who here wants to do the deed?
All right.
I mean, I
gave a chance for other people to leap in here.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like I said me straight away. Obviously, yeah, I mean, no one else is going to do it, but yeah.
I didn't assume we were all there while he was doing the talking.
No, I will bring everyone in on this. I mean, they definitely murdered innocent people and use them. I mean, they're not going to, they're not getting a trial. So if they were going to get a trial, I'd say take them in. But
Well, unfortunately, they are guilty of killing innocents.
Being Apache, yeah.
Well, not being Apache, of killing innocent. These two things do not.
You were saying that if they were another tribe, you would take them in because they'd get a trial. They are not going to get a trial because they are Apache, regardless of them killing innocents.
Well, no, that's a subset. The subset. the first thing they did was the murder of the women and the children. The second thing they did wrong was be a bunch of murderous bastards. So.
Yes, we get it. They're bloody Americans, right?
Yeah, well, they're Apaches. They're horrible people. So what are we doing with
them? So you just said you were killing them.
Well, I mean,
someone else. Okay.
Yes, I honestly, I would like a third one so we can do them all in a second, so they don't have to sit here and piss themselves while we move down the line. That sucks.
Actually, while you're, I mean,
I'm really sorry, I cannot do that.
Okay,
they seem to be resolved to it. I mean, they don't look afraid. They know exactly what you're doing since you basically have been telling them this. No fear.
Yeah, they're very brave warriors, but at the same time, look, guys, this isn't Luke. You're willing to do one? Come here.
I go around to the first one and just shoot him in the back of the head. I just
right. Well, when you approach,
totally let him go.
Do them in the face.
No.
Let them go.
Much as I disagree with.
While they're talking, I'm doing this. So, Bert, what are you saying?
See, as you approach with a gun, and you can still do whatever you want to do, but the Indian you were talking to says, kind of scoffingly to you there, Gideon, says, will you not offer us a clean clean death? A knife? Stone us? Must you use these?
That's fair.
Looks at the gun.
That's fair. I will stop. I will say I will draw my knife. Do you object to ire?
He does the shrug. better than
Okay. Well, I will kill him with a knife. And I will just look him in the eyes and then go down the line. Fuck it.
I can't look at this. I really can't.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
Yep. One little, two little, three little idiots. Yes.
Well, if no one stops Gideon, that's what happens. Huh? Gideon, make me a faith roll.
Okay.
you're now stronger in this.
You feel that it is just.
I would hope so. It's just eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Zealot. Right.
Now that all the Indians are dead.
Right, who's the dinner?
Well,
I will expose them all the proper way. I will strip them of their vestments, etc.
Well, seeing as we didn't find a key while the Indians were being killed, a telegrapher's key, while Indians were being killed, I was going to pick over the remains. Because we still need to warn other people, don't crash into the train.
Right, well, give
there's
me
something to find.
Give me a notice roll there for young John as he picks through.
I can give it a go at creating one.
I was going to say, Luke, you've got some sort of ability at repairing stuff. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to make
I break them, I have to fix them, so... Oh, he notices everything.
Wow. Young John comes back with several packets of food that is able to unearth, and comes back with a telegrapher's key. Mm.
Yes, I'll have to make one. Obviously, we don't have one at all, do we?
Use this to make a key. Wait.
You know I hate you, right?
Huh. And
you see, but you do not observe.
It was stashed in the men's restroom, so of course you wouldn't look there.
That was a good line, Richard. That was a good line.
All right, so now can anyone actually use a telegraphy?
Sure, why not?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I took the language as well. I said, oh, what the hell? It probably makes sense that I would have it.
All right, well, if anyone has a spare language slot, wants to use it for this, what message do you send?
Sinkhole and tracks. Send repair crew. I don't know.
Train derailed.
Train derailed.
Oh, dead.
We're about blah distance from who's he, what's it?
Young John has train derailed. Stop. On his face.
Halfway from between here and here. Stop. Everyone but us died in the attack.
most passengers dead.
Yeah. Hostile tribe.
We're going to investigate another train track underground. See you later.
Hostile Indians in area.
Yeah. Apache. Make sure that they know that it's Apache so they can bring appropriate amount of weapons.
Right. Sounds good. Completely ignore this roll I'm about to make. okay.
Oh, I hate Apache. They're so bloodthirsty.
Five more. No, actually, crash into the back of the other train.
It's actually an interesting thing that they've noticed with telegraphs since the quake and a few other things, that sometimes the messages just get very garbled, and sometimes the messages are very strange when they come through.
Oh. You will pay for the curse upon your lives. I don't remember sending that.
Okay, so you've sent your message. You have food. You've got something approaching shelter, and you've got a 20-foot drop down to, for some reason, an underground rail system.
Are we tired?
Not really, because the only thing you've really been doing for the last couple of weeks is sitting around in a train. So, I mean,
yeah, but we just sort of went for a tumble and got into a fight, so yeah. I don't know if that.
I yawn anyway.
That's true. Young John has been sleeping a lot on the train.
Is it a straight drop or is it a slope?
It's pretty much a straight drop down.
Is there any other train tracks there going down?
No, there are not.
So where did the train track? It's interesting. Is there like a stalagmite or stalactite?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the train track that was above this crevice. I mean, it was blown apart. I mean, it's just all over the place. The rail ties with the explosion of the ghost rock in the lead engine. It just acted like a bomb. It took out the big patch there.
Has it been long enough to recover some power? Wait, it's been a couple of hours. So yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's right. It regenerates and stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is there a contiguous surf wall sort of thing from one bit from the top to the bottom, like a stalactite or stalagmite, which you could
do? We have rope on the train.
Yes you do. This can be some rope stuff to
fashion ourselves a rope ladder
to answer young John's query. No, it's just, think of it as like it's a roof of the cavern, and it just it's punctured a hole through the top, but it's just a drop 20 feet down.
Couldn't use that. Okay.
But all right. Lots of rope on the train, and you would have found more with the horses too.
Yeah, what do we do with the horses?
We guess we leave them tied up here.
Yeah, we hobble them, and the Indians probably take them. But anyways, can we look around and make sure that they're really gone and not?
Oh, sure. I'm just going to hand wave that roll as you pack. You take a look around. Somebody wants.
And I do have the scouting ability, the scoutage. Mm-hmm.
But this looks like to be it. And the guy did say that he was basically a scouting band.
The main guy got away.
Yeah,
and we'll probably be coming back with reinforcements. Is what we're really thinking here.
Yeah,
depending how far away they are from their tribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did say that their operations was several days away, though. So you take that into consideration. He may not have other people close.
Yeah.
And would the Apache feel the fact that he ran away to be a shameful thing?
No, they don't. Okay. They're guerrilla style hit and run. And basically, probably his family got killed by white men, and now he hates us all and wants to.
Not that you know anything about Apache, of course.
No, of course not.
Couldn't even recognize them.
No, couldn't. Don't know. Yep. So, I will. I'll go ahead and head down first and start to look around.
Okay. It's once again with night coming, though, it's very dark down here. I mean, there's no source of light at all.
If only we had some ghost rock. Oh, wait, look over here.
Hmm. No, we're gonna take
use the oil lanterns.
Yeah.
The ghost walk rock is.
Yeah, at least chuck it down first so we can at least see what's down
there. No. Let's not worry about it. Ghost rock.
We've got a pool of
light. How wide is the tunnel? As in, if we're in there and a train comes hurtling along, is there enough gap for us to not get collected?
Yes, there is actually. It's good. The train tunnel is ground. Quite
you're just
wide.
Crazy talk.
It's a very generously large tunnel, actually. This is Gideon talking back, I guess, yelling up after he takes a look down there. With the train going down the middle of the track, you figure you've got, you know, easily 6 to 8 feet around either side.
Okay, I will point my lantern and see. Can I see anything as far as I go?
Sharon, if you can mute yourself, I'm getting a lot of echo. Okay. you put up a new chair. Okay, so it's an east to west running tunnel. The little scribbled through the middle there is the train track. On the east, your lantern light catches what looks like to be a deadfall. It looks like some of the cavern has collapsed out to the east, and it runs along as far as your light can cast to the west. It just continues on. Make me a notice roll.
All right. I am not good at noticing things. In fact, why did I come down here first?
I don't know why you came down first.
I will go ahead and most of us. I will go ahead and blow a blue chip on this.
A blue one?
Yep.
Really?
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Meh.
Spin the chip. Spin the chip by dragging it into the chat window. You did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a 6 on it total.
Okay. Good enough. You hear a sound like a tink, 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 tink sound, very faint off to the west.
Okay.
Sounds like something mechanical. Yeah.
Okay. I will blah this to the others.
It's much warmer down here, actually, than it has been out the night sky out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's come on down and see what's over there.
I'll go down.
All right. Is anyone not going down?
I do not wish to go down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have spent a long time in places like this recently.
Let us know if the Indians come.
Yep. It's not like a mine shaft, though. I mean, you can tell this just by looking down. I mean, it is very generous. I mean, you've got a 20-foot drop down, and the tunnel itself is very wide. But anyway, so, okay. So you're all down, and like I said, you've got an east-to-west running passage here. To the east, it's kind of blocked up with some of the roof fell down. And to the west, now all of you can kind of make it out. It's a little bit louder now. It's kind of a mechanical tinking sound down the west, and it echoes. This whole big tunnel is like a really good reverberation chamber.
I'm going to look at the steel, the railroad, to see if there's any kind of marks or maker marks or any type of things like that.
Rail ties are pretty generic, and these look like generic ties. I mean,
okay.
I'm going to do that thing whereby you put your ear on the rail track and see if you hear anything.
Ah, okay. Give me a notice roll, +2.
Okay. Think. Meh.
Good idea. Make it. All right.
I did make it.
You did make it. Okay. There's a slight bit of reverberation in the rail. It's kind of hard to tell directionally which way it's coming from. But yeah, there is some movement on the rail at some point.
So let's go west.
and with that, we're about a 2.5 hour mark. Do you guys want to take a 5 and let me start a new recording?
Okay. Yeah.
I think I actually
go
have
wish, young man.
I think I actually have to hang up to start a new recording with this. So I will call everybody back in. The music for this podcast was found on the Incompetech.com website and was produced by Kevin MacLeod. If you wish to contact us, please send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can also find our campaign journal and notes on obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. Thank you.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. We are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.